Hello and welcome to another episode of Dr. Jane's 10-Minute Positive Mental Health Podcasts. Now, today is going to be a slightly different podcast because I wanted to put something out there as a response to what were obviously really tragic circumstances last week for three different families. I'm talking about Kate Spade, Anthony Bourdain and the Queen of Belgium, Maxima. Her sister Innes, all three sadly hung themselves and killed themselves. And although on the face of it, obviously suicide is not a particularly positive thing, I think being able to talk about it, I think being able to know that there's help out there is the positive out of it. I'm coming from a slightly personal point of view here as well, because I've had a reasonably close family friend who tried to commit suicide many years ago, thankfully didn't succeed, but it can happen to everybody. And as these, you know, families and hundreds of families every day find out, it does happen to absolutely anybody and everybody. So, suicide. Now, why do people get suicidal? There's all sorts of reasons. You don't want to go on anymore. You just want those feelings to stop, those feelings of despair and hopelessness. And, you know, is anything going to change? You just want it all to stop. You can't cope. It's overwhelming. Everything in life, even the tiniest little things, become completely and so utterly overwhelming that you think this is a way out. And at that moment, that's what it presents itself as. As I said, that kind of hopelessness that people feel, you know, if they're feeling it, you know, in all areas of their life. It doesn't necessarily have to be about relationships. It doesn't have to be about work, money, finances or anything. It could be anything. It's that sense of just feeling hopeless. People, you know, sometimes want to harm themselves and take their own lives because they're in pain and they don't want to go on being in pain. And, you know, there's a whole industry, sadly, you know, that's the awful word for it, but there is a whole industry about, you know, assisted suicides. You know, I'm not going to kind of get into the debates about that or anything. You know, everything has its place. Loneliness, that's a massive cause of suicide, especially amongst the elderly. They lose their life partner and they're unable to go on. They don't want to go on. So that's another reason. You know, those overwhelming feelings of feeling inadequate, that you're a failure. You know, I did a podcast last week about fear of failure. And it's not necessarily that's going to lead to somebody's suicidal thoughts and intent, but these are all little things that, given enough time and given enough kind of history, it's enough for some people. Substance abuse, addictions, another thing, that's a psychosis. That's, you know, there's endless amounts. And the thing about feeling suicidal is about, it's in that moment. And I don't know what had gone on for the three people I spoke about, Innes, Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain, but in that moment, they made their decision. And it may have been, and from what I've read, it might be true, it might not be, but from what I've read about Kate Spade, her sister was saying that, you know, these plans, this kind of had been in place or in her thoughts for a long time. And that is often the case with some people that are suicidal. It's not just a spontaneous spur of the moment thing. It is with some. It is. So there's no hard or fast rules with suicide, or suicidal thoughts. There's no kind of template. But what is important, and this is the crucial message that I really want to get over today, there is help out there. No matter how you feel at the moment, at this second, at the moment, there is help out there. In the UK, we have a great organisation called the Samaritans. They're there. They've been around for absolutely years and years. They're a really fantastic organisation. I have got many of my clients and patients over the years to make sure that they've got that number, and they have called them and they've just been, you know, they're not judging, they're not criticizing, they're not there to tell anybody what to do, but what they are there for is to be an ear and to be supportive. So you've got the Samaritans. I'm going to give a couple of numbers. I don't normally do this, but I want to do this because this is a hugely important topic for so many people. So Samaritans are on 116123. There's dedicated services for the elderly. There's something called Silver Line, which is a fantastic service again. And, you know, I talked about loneliness, and it's not just the elderly that get lonely, but it is a predominant factor in a lot of elderly people's lives. You know, their families have moved on, and, you know, say their significant other, their loved ones have died, their siblings are dying, their friends are dying, and they feel alone, they feel abandoned. And those are legitimate things to be able to feel. It's not like it's a bad thing to feel that at all. So, but there is help out there. And Silver Line are on 0800, free call number, 0800 70 80 90. That's 0800 70 80 90. There's, at the other end of the scale, there's Childline. That's an organisation, again, that's been around for absolutely many, many years. Both charities have been set up by a wonderful lady called Esther Ransom, who recognised the need and has been fulfilling that need for many, many years. So Childline is another free number, 0800 1111. Mind, they have Young Minds, they have Mind itself. And if you just go to the main Mind page, there's tons of help on there. That's .org Mind, so it's mind.org.uk. And again, feel free to have a look at this stuff, even if you're not in the UK, because there's going to be help there. This is not just for people in the UK. There's the National Suicide Prevention Line, which is in the States, which is 1-800-273-8255 or 273-TALK, if you like. Now, what to do about suicide is just try, even though it's completely overwhelming and all the negative thoughts are getting in your head, try to do something that might help you distract yourself from that. Even if it's just a kind of couple of minutes just to do that, just to get you over that little hump, because that's what happens. People can't get beyond that little hump and then the tragedy happens. So just give yourself perhaps something to do, even if it's just flicking on the television for, you know, and watching rubbish for 10 minutes. It doesn't matter. It is something else that is going to fill your thinking space so you don't keep ruminating and thinking about suicide. Focus on the right now and take 1 minute, day, hour at a time. Take what you need to do to get over this period in your life, because you will get over it. And just try and focus on it and this not being the end. Stay away from any drugs or alcohol, because that's when you're going to start not, you know, being able to think rationally and logically. And one of the things that you have to do if you're feeling at all suicidal is find somebody to talk to. I gave you the numbers before, so just rewind and pick those numbers up if you need to speak to somebody. Or if you can't get a hold of somebody, just find anybody to talk to, if you can, you know, or send a text to, or just make a connection with. Try not to be on your own. Try and be around other people. If you know that somewhere there is a safe place for you to be, and it doesn't have to be you turning up in a crisis, but there can be a neighbour, it can be a friend, it can be just somewhere that you know is potentially a safe place for you, and get yourself to that. And if you're going, let people know what you're doing, because if you're feeling suicidal, there will be people that are really worried about you. Family members, friends, you know, co-workers, there will be people that are worried about you. So make contact, let them know what's going on. If you've got anything at all that can give you the slightest bit of joy, a pet, you know, children, anything at all, just kind of engage in that in some way. Play with your pet, look at pictures of your children, do something that just gives you just that sense of joy, because it seems almost the complete opposite to suicide, but there's joy in everybody's life somewhere, but sometimes you just have to look for it, and sometimes, you know, the darkness and the suicidal thoughts cover it over really well, but it's there. And you might have to dig a little bit deeper, and you might have to find friends to help you, or even if that's volunteers on the end of a phone line, just find something that just might give you that little bit of joy to get over that hump that you might be feeling. It's okay to not be okay, and it's equally okay to let others know that you're not okay. You know, we live in a world of, you know, plastic people on the internet, and we're all meant to aspire to them, and when we don't, well, heaven knows what happens. But it, you know, that's not normal. That is not the real world. This is the real world. The world that you and I live in is the real world, and sometimes it can be really, really hard, and it can be dreadful, but you can get through it. You will get through it. And it is really okay to let people know that you are not okay, because that way they can help you. there's tons of stuff out there. And if one of the reasons, I just wanted to say this at the end, if one of the reasons that you're feeling suicidal or thinking about suicide is because somebody you love has died in some way or another, just maybe just think about, you know, if there's been a tragic accident or something, just think about what they would want for you. You know, if somebody, you know, I dealt with somebody that whose daughter died in an absolutely terrible way. She'd sadly been shot. And this lady was permanently suicidal, as you can imagine. She was the biggest thing in her life, and she'd been taken away from her in such absolutely dreadful circumstances. And she used to say that she felt suicidal all the time. She didn't want to be there. But we used to talk about, you know, if her daughter was here, what would she want? What would she want for her mum? Would she want her mum to kill herself? And, you know, and everything that goes with that. And of course, she had to answer no, she didn't. She luckily had another daughter who had a couple of children herself. So she was able to, as I was talking about earlier, kind of extract some kind of joy from her life. It's not brilliant. I couldn't wave a magic wand and make it better for her. That is what is going to happen to for you. You know, there is no magic wand, but the panacea is, there are people out there that want to help you, whether they are professionals, whether they are volunteers, whether they are family members, whether they are friends, whether they are co-workers, whether they are just somebody you come across in a queue in a shop. There are people out there that are wanting to help you, and you are worthy of that help, because that is one of the things that people that end up killing themselves, you know, it's an underlying thought. I'm not worthy. Nobody's going to miss me. They think that they're not worthy. And you are worthy. So get out there and get the help. Even if it's just one thing, get the help, because it's out there and you are worth it. Suicide is a terrible subject to talk about, but do you know, it's worth talking about, because if this saves somebody, then it's worth it. And I'm pleased to be part of helping that. I've been Dr. Jane, and this has been a 10-Minute Positive Mental Health Podcast, and I will speak to you again soon.